In the past year, the Democratic presidential candidates have debated about 24 times. NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Schorr is getting a little tired of all that debating.
The Clinton-Obama debate last night was their 21st and possibly their last, which may be for the best since these encounters have generated more heat than light, centered more on personality than policy. Senator Obama seemed to be trying to follow a front-runner strategy of civility to his rival. Senator Clinton, on the other hand, seemed to be pursuing an underdog strategy of picking on her opponent whenever she could. And so, Senator Obama had to explain once again his views about bitterness in small-town America. Clinton said, "I can see why people would be taken aback and offended by the remarks." Responding to a rather mindless question about whether the candidate's opponent in the primaries could beat John McCain in the general election, Obama and Clinton both said yes, but both said they would be better prepared. The general tenor of the questioning was indicated by a question to Obama about why he doesn't wear an American flag pin on his lapel. I have, perhaps mercifully, forgotten the answer. Obama also had to field a question about his association with the 1960s-era Weather Underground radical Bill Ayers. In an interview published in the New York Times on September 11, 2001, Ayers said, "I don't regret setting bombs." And Senator Clinton said his words were deeply insensitive. The New York Times points out today that the interview was conducted before the 9/11 attacks. Oh, yes, there were also questions about big-ticket issues. Both candidates said they would bring troops home from Iraq. Neither would raise taxes on middle-class Americans. Both would defend Israel from Iranian attack. Polls still give Senator Clinton a somewhat narrower lead in the Pennsylvania primary next Tuesday. And these debates, whose value has been questionable, may or may not go on. This is Daniel Schorr.